Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Keisu.
Hello.
And we're here at the GTA Comic-Con, brand new show here in Toronto. Pretty cool. Very organized. We like it. We have run into our good friend Steph from the GCE. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So a few months back, you guys celebrated a milestone. You had your first anniversary.
Yeah, that's correct.
And congratulations on that, actually.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite moment from the last year or a highlight?
Ooh, that's a good question. At every show, there's always something that is exciting and something that great that happens. But I'm probably going to have to go with I got the chance to interview my favorite voice actor, Mark Meer from the Mass Effect series, which was a really great time. He's a really, really nice guy, and I think that was probably the highlight for me personally. All of our writers, we have 12 now. Everybody has a different favorite moment, but that one's mine.
And I meant to ask you, before you did this, were you into the cosplay? Because you've had some pretty cool costumes this year.
Oh, thanks. I've always liked Halloween and dressing up and things like that, but until I really started going to conventions, it never really crossed my mind. I think the first time I went to a con was Fan Expo 2012, and that was the first time I ever cosplayed, and I just kind of threw stuff together from my closet, and I was like Indiana Jones, and
that costume.
Yeah, that was like the first time, and I was like, I kind of like this. I'm gonna keep doing it. I think it's great.
Cool. Are there any actors or anybody who you'd be dying to interview?
Oh my gosh, so many. Really high up on the list, Carl Urban, who's Dredd and Bones.
And married to Nicole Kidman.
Ron Urban.
Every time I'm like, oh, the country's here.
Who else? Obviously, anyone from The Walking Dead, Norman Reedus would be a good one, Andrew Lincoln. Game of Thrones. There's so many. There's so many people that I could pick from.
That's cool. I was going to say, you mentioned Walking Dead, and I always appreciate your comments on the show. You seem to be the most reasonable with the comments as far as stuff we read.
I think The Walking Dead has two separate fandoms, almost. Like, there's the people who just watch the TV show, and there's the people who watch the TV show and read the comics. So it's an interesting integration of both. Because the comic people will come in and be like, well, we have, you know, this is going to happen, and maybe this is going to happen, and they're going to go here next. Whereas, like, with the TV show, it's just like, oh, well, this episode was boring. What happens next? It's interesting, the difference between the fans and what some fans find really boring, like your backstory episodes. Those are the ones that I favor the most, especially the Governor ones from last season.
Great.
Those are the best ones. Those are one of my favorites.
I love when I'm watching it, because Jay's read the books and I haven't, so I'm like, what's happening now? And he goes, I don't know, it's not in the books!
That's the best, though, when it's not there. Like, I mean, Daryl wasn't a part of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
And having him in and having him be such an integral part of the show, but at the same time, nobody knows where he's going to go or what's going to happen because he's not in the books. So he's like a wild card for them, basically.
I just love that I get two different Walking Dead stories, the comic and the TV. I'm cool with that.
Exactly. Well, I think with the comics, too, like a lot of people look towards that for guidance, and I think that not necessarily they drive you in a different direction, but a lot of people think, well, this should happen by now, and this should have happened by now, and it's like, well, they're going to change it.
Yeah.
Like, Game of Thrones, they're pretty on the ball with everything that's happening and how George R. R. Martin has done everything in the books, whereas, like, Walking Dead's like, well, we can take from these ideas and turn them into something different.
I want to give a plug to you. You've got the Jane hats now, and the T-shirts, and the soap, and you've got so many amazing things you're selling now.
Thanks. Yeah, we have an Etsy store now. Our T-shirts are on there, and we're called Serenities. So it's the T-E-S at the end instead of the other way around. But, yeah, we're on Etsy. We've got our Facebook, our Twitter. We have Instagram. We're kind of all over the place. And it's Geek Chic Elite. All across the board, other than the T-shirt company.
Cool. Where else are you guys going to be this year?
We have plans for Ottawa Comic Con, which is next month. Just as site representatives, we're not going to have a table. Definitely going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're going to have a photo booth set up, so any and all cosplayers who are in the area can come visit our booth. We'll get you some nice professional photos, and then you can find them on our site after the convention. Other than that, we're hoping for Fan Expo, maybe Pop Expo in December. Kind of all over the place this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And just as a change of pace, we sometimes do a segment called the Geek Survey.
Okay.
Would it be okay to give you a few questions
sure.
about that?
Let's do it.
I'll start with an easy one. What are three movies you can't live without?
Oh, geez. A lot of them. I'll pick one older one, which is going to have to be Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
I'm the weird Star Wars fan that doesn't go with the norm. I'm not the Empire Strikes Back kind of person. Second one, I'm going to go with Dread. I've watched that so many times. It's ridiculous. And the third one, oh, I don't know. I think I'll probably keep that open for like a wild card. I can't really choose.
All right, well, the one we kind of get a kick out of asking, what's the worst movie you ever saw? Something you wish you could get your money back from? Something that stole 2 hours of your life?
I sat through one of the Paranormal Activities in theater.
Oh.
Yeah, it was painful.
Did you lose a bet?
It was painful. Yeah, yeah. There's been a couple times where I've completely regretted the movie choices. My Bloody Valentine 3D with Jensen Ackles was in it for Jensen Ackles. Totally not worth it otherwise. Unless you're a Jensen fan, I don't recommend it.
This is kind of a broad question, but what's the geekiest item you own?
I have so many.
So
but the one that stands out the most, like when you walk into the house, and if you ignore all of the fan art on the wall from like comic books and video games, we have a Batman cookie jar on the top of our fridge. And he looks really angry, and it makes you not want to eat the cookies. It makes you feel bad about it.
My parents are dead. Go ahead, have a cookie.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you just leave me in this kitchen. You just come for me for cookies. That's all I'm good for.
Cool. Do you have a favorite comic book?
You know what? I'll pick a series. I can't narrow it down to a specific book, but The Watchmen. Yes, I recently picked up the Rorschach and Comedian hardcover like double pack.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Oh great.
It's really really good. I'm trying to think of something recent that's come out too, but I haven't been to my comic book store in a little while. I'm looking to pick up Avengers 29 though. There's someone I believe. I believe it was Pulp Comics. They posted like a little teaser, and it looks like a dream sequence where Captain America is wearing the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I gotta read this. I need to know what this is all about.
Nice. Now, let's say they were gonna make a GCE movie. Who would you want to play you?
Who would I want to play me? There's so many great actresses that I just absolutely love. I would probably, you know what, I probably want somebody who really is trying to earn their acting chops. I'd really like to see someone who's not, well, like I could throw out names, but yeah. I'd rather see someone who's, you know, kind of working their way to something bigger.
Cool.
Like to think they would start out like small, like with a small GC movie, and then move to like the
it's
big
a blockbuster GC
yeah,
movie.
Blockbuster.
If it was a blockbuster, Karen Gillian doesn't look anything like me, but she's amazing.
Who's thinking Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. I like her too. Yeah, she's a good one too.
For her, not me.
Oh, I know.
That's a good choice. I like Jennifer Lawrence. There's just so many.
Yeah.
Like when I try to think of all the actresses, your brain gets all confuddled.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
Well, who would you GI?
Right? Yeah, no, yeah. If it was a blockbuster, this would be like a huge alien thing. I'd be like this, like, crazy, gigantic monster.
What?
Doesn't say it has to be an accurate representation.
This has gotten into a very weird therapy session.
No, I'd be like, I don't know. I'm not going to go home and, like, write something and be like, no, it's not me per se.
You're a multi-headed Hydra.
Yeah. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Yes. All right. Well, once again, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it. We love you guys. We love the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Go out there and like these guys on Facebook. They're awesome. They know their stuff. And we hope to have you back on to do a movie or a comic segment sometime.
Yes, I would love that. Maybe we can design our own movie.
Sure, why not?
Thank right. you so much for having me.
No
I love
problem.
Doing these.
Thanks, Seth. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.